Okay. What I want to do is give a mini share clearly to organize a lot of things, and we'll work through the sugyas and show how that works through the sugyas. Goes like this. There's a halacha that a shogeg brings a korban. Good. Now, we have a machlokas between Mumbas and Chachamim about Tinek Shenishba. Now, understanding exactly what is Tinek Shenishba, the Rambam takes the most extreme case and says that's included. He never heard this of Jewish people, never heard this of Jewish religion, never heard anything. Two very fine Jews decide to join a monastery in Tibet. Maisim B'chol Yom. They have a child there. All he knows is this Buddhist, who knows what, they're growing up in Tibet. There's a Jewish people, doesn't know, there's Jew, nothing knows. Okay. So, the Rambam tells us in Perek Hey, Hilchus, Shkogas, why is the Shogeg bring a korban? Why does he need kapora? He should have checked. So we expect this guy to check. There's no way he can check. No way he can check. He's totally clueless. Total cluelessness. And what sort of a tefillah do you have against him? There's no tefillah against him. He's sitting there growing up in this monastery in Tibet. And there's no Shabbos, there's no Chometz, there's no Yom Kippur, there's nothing. So what do you expect of him? Around Hoyolo lived over the Dartek. Where's he supposed to check? What's he supposed to? He doesn't know the whole concept exists. Worse than that. If you take a look in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Mamrim, Tinuk Shenishba, he says, what's he talking about? He says, "Ain't a mamim b'torah shabal peh. He's not a zaka mamre. He's b'chal haminim el misoso b'kol adam." Okay. Why? More reading below ma'alim. The apikoros ain't a b'chal Yisrael. He's not included in klal Yisrael. Ain't sichim lo edim lo asra lo dayanim. Okay. The Rambam writes here, he's not under one of the Mechuyev and Mitzvahs Bezdin, but he writes in Perish Rishnayas and Chulin, there are two types of a Rodev. It's a Rodev trying to kill someone physically, it's a Rodev trying to kill people spiritually. It's also a Rodev. A guy grew up regular, normal from house, normal from education, and comes up with an idea. The Rambam has a Yisod Godel. If this person comes up with an idea after he had a minimum Jewish education, the only reason he's doing it is he's about taifa. Och hadaito hakalav achashriris libo. He wants to. The kofa b'torah shabal pet chilo. V'chein kol atom, he says. Avo b'nei otan atovim u'b'nei b'neihim. By their children and grandchildren, etc. A regular secular is fifth generation secular Jew. And they grew up with it. Hari ketinik shenishba shehu onus. Tinik shenishba is an onus. And even though he heard afterwards that he is Jewish and there is a Torah, but he grew up in it, it's like, it's irrelevant to him. Ho ilchzim b'darki avoseihim shetou. Rafikach, roi lahachzirim b'tshuva. So Rabbi Huten here was very concerned that I should talk about. Lo yamaher odom lahargam. Don't rush so quickly to kill them. The Rambam is very, very simple. If someone had a decent education, and because he became a Baal Taiva, became a min, so Gemara Avor Zora, Ko bo'eha lo yeshuva lo yosigo Archos Chaim. He's made such a decision, and that's one thing. Ram says, you don't have to try to be makar of him, etc. But someone who grew up that way, he still may be a danger to the Jewish religion. And as a danger to the Jewish religion, and the Rambam has a very big yisod, as explained in Chiddush Chaim HaLevi, the very first piece, that a rodef, it's not only because he does an avera of radifa. The metzius of rodef gives a het to hatzol. For instance, you have, Rambam writes, you have a woman in childbirth. And you reach a situation. It's either the mother's life or the Uber's life. So, what's the halacha? The Uber has a halacha of a rodef. And kill the Uber to save the mother. Even though normally, say Ritzicha, killing Uber certainly has a din Ritzicha, as Reb Chaim shows there. And certainly when she's in childbirth, but Ritzicha's mutter if you're a rodef. So you have a din of a rodef. The difference is, do you try to be makar of him, masrim b'tshuva, or not? So he says, don't rush to do anything. See if you can be makar of him. If he's still a danger, okay, so then he has a din of a rodef. Now.
The first category is also din rodef, or
it's a din rodef, he says. In Mirshul. Take a look at the Rambam Perush Shnayos Nechulin. Is it in Rodef? There is no, if you look in all the, take a look at the Rambam Perush Shnayos Nechulin. Very clear. Din Rodef. Except the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, was it after you test from, it's not, right around there. It says, but if he, on Kol Bo'eha, Lo Yeshuvin, Lo Yasig, or Chos Chaim, talks about a min. Ram says, which min is that? The one who founded the philosophy.
Well, I wasn't asking how to meaning we have to come on the din right day?
Otherwise, look in Hilchos Hanhedrin and all the people, Mechoyim Misa. Min's not one of them. Min's not one of the Mechoyim Misa. The Mechoyim Misa, one of the four Misa's best, and here you can kill him however you want. Not one of the four Mechoyim. From one of the Mechoyim, one of the four Misa's best. No, it's not a din Misa's best. Rodef, you don't have to kill him with Mrs. Best. Okay. But Rambam says he's an onus. Onus. And if you take a look at the Rambam I mentioned before, Perish Mishnayos in Chulin, says he's Tinik Shenishba, he's an onus. He's like a Tinik Shenishba, who's a shogeg. In the middle, he throws in two seemingly contradictory things. He's an onus, he's a shogeg. He can be an onus and a shogeg at the same time, according to the Rambam. How does that work? Where does that come from? Usually, you're a shogeg, you're an onus. How do you put the two together? The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, when he talks about an akum shischa, in the Shiva Mitzvah Noach, who's a shogeg, what about an omer mutter? He thinks it's mutter. Gives two examples. Gemara's two examples. He gives Ritzicha and Eishes Ish. He says, Omer mutter generally is a shogeg. brings a korban. So why is he chayav misa? Shari zeh karav lemezid v'nerag. L'tach shivzeh lehem shkogim v'neshal yolimod v'lo lamad. He should have learned. So ein hachanami. There are many cases that Oma Mutter is a shogeg. In this case, he thinks it's Mutter to kill Eishas Ishas. Eishas Ishas Mutter. So he's Karev Lamezer. No Dingolos. What about a Jew, Roman Mutter, Sigmar and Marcus? Pratle Omer Mutter, where the Rambam quoted. Says Omer Mutter, Karav Lamezidhu. Says Tosis, Shayul Namod Velo Lomad. Gimel. Perg Hei Hilchus Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh. Aloha Dawit. Hei Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh. What is it? Wait a second. Getoshish hara getoshim, and they shall all die to shmut in lahargo. It's a car of the maids of an Eric, hold in his cave in lahargo. And with this Rambam quote, Omer Mutter. Quotes of Omer Mutter by Yisrael. What? What'd you say? Perek what? Perek Vav Halach Yud. Hason et Sharag, Karv Lameis. He says, "Oh, I'll die to Shmuel Arak, Kar of the Mason." But and Tosa says, "I. What about another averus?" He says, "No. This Shogeg Kar of the Mason, Shogeg Kar of the Onus. In Golos, you need a Shogeg, not Kar of the Mason, Kar of the Onus. But that we'll see as we'll get there." Okay. It's karav, makes him a karav lemeizer. Now, how do you put the whole picture together? Yes. Let me finish. So there are certain things that society in general will accept, and you should be aware of it. And find out why I'm different. My suffix is Eva Minachai. Gneva, Gzela, Ratzicha. Okay, you're part of society. You know, Eva Minachai is totally unknown in non-Jewish world. So do you say there, Hoyololim or Velolim? I'm not sure. I still have to check it out. The example that's in my mind, Arayas, Eshesish, Dinim, all sorts of things. I don't know. Until I had the whole picture. And there is one key Rambam that, for me, unlocked the whole thing. Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Shgagas Halacha Aleph. But before we get there, you take a Gemara of Shavuos. There's a Mishnah that bears on an Aleph. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. Yediyas HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Maros Nagoyim Shtayim Shein Arba. As she yesh betchila, yediya betchila, v'yediya besof, v'helem in time, harazeba ola v'yori. Korban ola v'yori is, I had a yediya in the beginning, I had a yediya in the end, and a helem in between. Yesh be yediya betchila, v'hem be yediya besof. Okay, he's not bringing a korban. So, now, you need a yediya betchila. So, what does that mean? It says the Gemara like this. Word of Gimel Amid Aleph says as follows. Money Masin, who is the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yishmael. So, in Shavuos, you don't have four cases of carbon, because he doesn't have carbon. Ova, Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says, no, Avhem Tumahu Chayv and Chayav al Hela Mikdash. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara Dav Dalet at the bottom says as follows. Tanya, Minayin She'ein O Chayav El She'yesh Ba Yediyah Betchila V'yediyah Besof. V'helem Ben Tayyum. How do I know? And the Gemara is talking about Helem. Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh. If you go into the Beis Hamikdash, Tomei b'Shogeg. How do I know that? Tamen Loma v'Ne'alam v'Ne'alam Shnei Po'omim. Okay, so Pasuk says, "Anefesh Shiga b'Chol Dovet Tomim v'Nivlas Chayet Tameo v'Nivlas Be'Emet Tameo." It says Ne'elam twice. Why do I need Ne'elam twice? Yediyah betchila v'yediyah besof. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Omer, and it's Tzorach. Rabbi Omer v'ne'elam. Bechlal d'yoda. Ne'elam means I forgot. I can only forget if he once knew. Hare Khan Shtayidiyah. Sim came out Tamalom of an Elam Namal Chayav al Helam Tum al Helam Mikdash. Okay. So, the word Vinelam implies you knew when you forgot. Let's take a look at the Rambam when he quotes the Sahalocha, Perikura Aleph, Hilchosh Gagas. He tells me something very, very interesting. This is what unlocks, I believe, the whole thing. Shinu yesh b'shigas tumas mikdash v'kadoshiv. Mashen came b'shar krisis. It's a difference between the note, which is not in krisis. Shekol ha-krisis came in sheshagag. The moment you're a shogeg, v'noda la'basov shechata, apo pishel ha-hoysu yediyah b'tchila, harizamevi chat. Chayev Chatos. Without any idea. And then he says, Minayin, but she gets Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov, I need a idea. Uminayin, Shedin Shi, the end of Perek Yud Aleph, he says. O minayin shedin shigas tumas mikdash v'kadosh of kachu. How do I know that this is the halacha? B'shar shgagos and all the other shgagos, nema, let's take a look what the pasuk in Vayikra says. Perek Daled, Pasuk, is my Chumash here? Give me a Chumash. Ohoda elov chatoso ashechato ol inim kol adas Yisrael yishko. And what happens if they do a korb? No, where is it? Im nefesh achas perek dalet posel chav zayin techto bishgoga meyam haaretz. One regular Jew. Basos achas mitzvos Hashem one. You do something you're not allowed to do. Ohoda elav chatoso ashechata. And you became aware of the aveira that you did. And then you bring a chatos. Kevin shiyada b'tsof, af b'shalo yada b'tchila. Now we have a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz. Rabbi Akiva brings no posuk, and Munbaz brings a posuk. So Rabbi Akiva, without any posuk, seems to tell us that even this onus of Tinek Shanishba is going to be Chayv Achatos. The Rambam says, no, he had a posuk. I checked, I looked, I couldn't find this. It's Rambam's Pshat and Chumash himself. No Maimon Tanoim that I know. He says, Ohoda. Doesn't say Vinalam. It says Vinalam only in certain very limited cases. That's what Ach Mitzvah Hashem, I shall say Vinoda. Could Kevin Shiyoda Basov any time you have a chait machmas achsor in yediyah? Any chait. There's a piece of fat. I don't know whether it's chayil of a shuman. This is, I don't know if this is chometz or not chometz. I don't know, factual, halachic sveikas. I didn't know, I thought borer meant och mitoch psolas. I didn't know it means psolas mitoch och. A million, whatever. Anytime I have a chsor in yediyah, and then I find out, I'm chayav achatos. So what is the Rambam talking about there in Hilchos Shgagas? He's talking about a different case entirely. What's the case he's talking about? He knew everything. Then something occurred beyond his control. When something occurs beyond your control, that's the Ramesh Shapoto Phanonis. That doesn't get included in the Posuk Onoda. So there are two types of onus. His onus, machmas chsor in yediyah. Then that gets included in the Gzeiras HaKos of Ohoda. Now, we'll expand on the idea a little bit. And that's how the Rambam understood. And then there's an onus, something happened out of my control. So that is nothing I can do. Okay. So, that's number one. Now, let's just try to understand a little deeper. Take a look in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva. What is Parak Aleph Hilchos Tshuva? Rambam writes like this. Kol mitzvah shebatorah ben ese ben losase im ova odom al achaz mehen ben bezodin ben bishkoka. Leaves our onus. Kshiyas ha-tshuva v'yoshe mechetu chayv lehizvados lefnei hokel boruchu. when you do tshuva, you have to say vidui. When mezid shogeg, ese lo sase. That's a posuk. Ketzer mezvata, what is it? What is the vidui that's part of tshuva? Oma, he says, Ona Hashem, chotosi avisi pashaiti, lefanecha. Ulo, he says, number one, asisi kach v'kach, I did the following. Hari nichamti uboshti b'maasai. I'm embarrassed. Charot al ova. I admit what happened, but I'm embarrassed that I did such a horrible thing. That's one vidui. Vidui in Yom Kippur is a different vidui. What's the vidui? Avo chotonu. There's no din of charot al ova kabbal al asim. Avo. If you take a look in our nosach, in the vidui, you don't say anything. Kabbalah Abba. For instance, a person comes to Yom Kippur and he realizes he talked Lashon Hara during the year. So, he wants Yom Kippur to be mechaper. I'm embarrassed, it's wrong. I will try to do it. I'll try to be more careful next year. It's not the vidui that Rambam talked about in Perek Aleph. There's an absolute kabbal, I will never do it again. Now that's pretty rough for a person to do. You're standing in front of Hakel Baruch Hu and says, I'm guaranteeing you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will never talk Lashon Hara again. Very difficult. On Yom Kippur, you don't need that. No kabbal. Where did Rambam get that from? Very simple thing. If you take a look in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol had three types of vidui. One for himself, one for all the Kohanim, and one for all of Klal Yisrael. Wait a second. Wait one second. On behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, he can say, Charot ala ova, kabol ala asid. No. And what is the vidui? The vidui doesn't mention it. It's not shayach. It's a separate halacha. Kapara can only occur with vidui. Vidui of tshuva, if I want to do a tshuva shleima, charat alava kabbalos, but the kapara of Yom Kippur requires vidui. It doesn't require all of that. The kapara, now what does he write? What is the kapara when you bring a korban chatos? Take a look at the very end of Perek Gimel Hilchos Maisa Korbanos. Ketzad mitzvada. This is the vidu. When you bring a korban chatos, you do a smicha, you put your hands on the head of the korban. Chatosi avishi pashait v'asisi kach v'kach. Chazati b'tshuva lefanecha. V'zeh kaparasi. Doing tshuva doesn't say charot ala ova kabbal asa. Means I'm sorry for whatever it is, I'm doing tshuva. Otherwise, he's not a shov midiyasa. He doesn't have the whole nusach he had back there in the old tshuva. Because very simple, Tinik Shanishba is going to have to bring a chatas. It's not his fault. But the Rama has a separate chance because of any aveira machlasor in Yediyah. Legabe carbon is a chatos. Klape shmaya galya is, as far as the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, he's an onus. He's an onus. He had no choice. He grew up as a little kid in his monastery in Tibet to two Jewish parents who went there. It's their fault. He grew up, never heard of a Torah, never heard of a Jewish people, never heard of anything except this Buddhist religion that he was brought up there. And then age 30, he joins Klal Yisrael. Klapek Shmaya, he's potter from every onish. He still has to bring a chatas. Because there was an this goes back to Reb Chaim's Yisod. Onus is a maisavera. It's a ploranchin. That means the act can be in a maisavera, even though the objective act is a maisavera. And I'm not to be blamed for it, but the objective act is a maisavera. And it's because of Chasar and Yediyah, who know them. So he brings a carbon. What's his vidya? His vidya is not going to be Boshi Nechlamti. Boshi Nechlamti. I had no choice in the matter. Potter from Unsh. But the act is an Aveiru Mach Chasar and Yediyah. Vis a vis carbon, that's enough to be Chayav a carbon. Now, and this is going to be very critical as we work through the Sukkis. Yes? What? Because at that time he began what he did, all the facts said you're allowed to do it. Then something happened out of his control. Pearsonid at that point, something happened out of his control. I'll give you another example. A woman comes to Bezdin with two Edim, that her husband was killed. Her husband died. Okay, Beis Din of Wet Cross examines them. Mutter. She gets married. A year later, her husband shows up. Now, let's look at two Edim. They were, whatever it is, as far as this woman is concerned, was the motive for her to get married? Yes. She's an Eshesish, but Bezin, Paskin, Mutter. Her husband shows up. It's an Aveira. She's an Eshesish, she's in, with a Heta Bezin. You can do it, L'chadchila. And so what's halacha? Chayav chatos. Any aveira machosor yediyah is chayav chatos. Vis-a-vis carbon, you have a din shogeg. So aveira machosor yediyah. Even Bezdin told you specifically, mutter. That's why. Famous story of Moshe Feinstein. A woman came to him and told him the following story. After the war, I assumed my husband was dead. I went to Rabbi XYZ. And gave him all the evidence that my husband was dead. And see, something went wrong there. And gave me a head to get married. Married, my husband showed up. The background, so you have to understand, Moshe Feinstein is the most gentle individual you could ever imagine in your life. He wouldn't do anything that would hurt anyone's feelings, Bechlal. All of a sudden, to the surprise of everyone, they begin screaming, "You're a liar. Checker." She said, but. Checker. This woman's trembling there, and everyone's looking at her measure. How's this gentle man? Gentility itself was a measure for this. Checker, and she's crying. And then finally she breaks down crying, "I lied. It wasn't so-and-so, Rabbi. I just thought it was all right because I had the information." Everyone was shocked, like, where's Ramesha coming from? That he could, with such self-confidence. Ramesha was very self-confident in a lot of things, in everything. Very self-confident. Like, what, he had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew she was lying? So after, then there's a much more serious shaila. Because why? Because that means she thought he died, and she had never gone through the requisite steps of going to common people with a psak, etc. And okay, so that becomes a much more serious shaila. If she so after the woman left, the people there said, "Ask her Moshe, like, how'd you know this?" He said, "Listen. After the war, I was mata hundreds of agunas. And I was zoich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never had one michshel." The woman quoted such and such Rav. He was a bigot tzaddik nayim, bigot talmid chacham, as I was convinced no michshel would come out of him. And therefore, that's why I knew it couldn't be true. In heter agunas, it's what you're doing is creating a situation where there are two things. She's had that you potentially be marshal her in Avera. She's not going to get an onish for it, but marshal her in Avera. And it is an Avera. She would, if there's a basic migdash, and it turns out wrong, you'd have to bring a chatos. And then she becomes osalabala, osalabala. Very difficult situation. And so, you know, after 9/11, two rabbis who I'm aware of came to Rabbi Yashiv to discuss the tzedakah of Kula and of Bimata people who were killed in the Twin Towers. And Rabbi Yashiv, listening to their whole lomdus, said, "You're not allowed to pass on a shayla." But, no, you're not allowed. After he heard what they said, he said they weren't on that madrega to guarantee that they wouldn't have a mirshal. Okay, but mashinagel in yoneinu. You see a situation, a woman did everything, followed all the rules. She went to a common bezin, the bezin listened to Aiden, the bezin paskind, and so. The bezin paskin, that's it. But she still needs a chatas. She, at that point, Satosis and Yavamis, that has a whole issue with that. Let's not get sidetracked. Beginning of the fourth parak, but okay, now. So this is how things look. So we now understand where Rabbi Akiva is coming from and where Mumbaz is coming from. Rabbi Kiva says, "Tinik shenishba, it's hoda ilo chatos v'asher chata." And Mumbaz has another gzeras hakosef. Now, then, and in this Gemara here, Davdalar Amar Aleph, the Rambam passes against Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi. Rabbi Omer einu tzorach, hahu Omer v'ne'alam. Michal de Yoda, Vuhu Yoda, Kanshta Yedias. One is for Helam Mikdosh and one is for Helam Tumah. Now, there's another place the Pasuk says, Vene Elam. Where is that? In Shuas Bitoy. And what do we learn? Al Helam Shua and not on He'elam chayfetz, right? Now, Rama posits like Rabbi, when Nelam implies, the word Nelam automatically implies you once knew. And if I would say Nelam twice, I would know Helam Shua and Helam Chayv. It says Nelam once. So in the Gemara says Shua v'Nelam. So which Ha'alama is it? From Shua v'Nelam we know it's Shua's Helam Shua, not Helam Chayv. Right? So it all fits. How do I know what the Rambam paskens about Omer Mutter and Shua's Bitoy? Very, very simple. Let's see how the Rambam paskins in Helam Shvua, not Helam Chayfetz. That's it. It's a Gemara in Shvuas. Dav Chavav Amar Aleph. V'ne'elam, Prat L'mezit. Adam B'Shua, Prat L'onis. V'ne'elam, Prat L'mezit. B'Shua V'ne'elam, Ahelam Shvua Hu Chayef. So the Gemara says V'ne'elam. Why? Because I have Shvuas HaPikadon that you chayev for mezid, and I have Shvuas HaEdus that you chayev for mezid. So maybe Shvuas Bikti you also chayev for mezid. No, Ne'elam says only in a shogeg. It's only in a shogeg, but it means it was a yediyah b'tchila. There had to be some sort of a yediyah b'tchila. Otherwise, it wouldn't say. Otherwise, say Ohoda. Al Helam Shvua Dalid. Paragimel halacha ches and tes. Nishba, he says, the ketzid hu ash. Shkaga shechayim ala korban lahaba. Shenishba shelo yochol paschitim. V'shagag v'dima shenishba. He got confused about what shvua he took. Ne'el me'men a shvua. Hey choysa hari huzocha hachevet shenishba. Zuhi shugah shvuyas bitud lahaba shechayim avam nishba shelo yochol paschitim. Yochol paschitim al davu shepasor. Hari zeh. Helam chevet. What does Ram say? Onus upator. It's an onus. Where is it coming? Onus. Shalom nel me mena shvua. Shalom nel me mena. El chevet shenishbalav. Okay. So what is the Rambam telling me? So we have ha'odam b'shvua. Ha'odam b'shvua says I have to have very clear knowledge. Daitim yishuz. I have absolute clarity. But vanilla. So I miss, but absolute clarity might imply mezid, but then the pasuk throws in vanilla. And then the pasuk tells me which now I'm sure. So anything else is lack of absolute clarity. Lack of absolute clarity is what? So ha'odim b'shua we classify as what? Onus. Adam Bishua doesn't say, Ad shet he datum yushabas olav. No. Doesn't say that. Mara says, Pratlonos. So now what are we doing? The Pasuk is defining what is the onus of a shua. Now, what about Omamutter? Omamutter, we're going to see, is a machokas rishonim. We're going to understand what that is. But when the Rambam quotes Shua Shalo Avar, Shua Zbitui Lo Avar, what does he say? There's one case, Shigas Korban, apparently implying that's the only situation that you can have it. Nishbal Kikish, okay. M. Kang, he says, Shua shall shkogos kate, said Perigimal lochavav. M. Shua so edis o pikodnahu, kagon shaka pikodnu be edis. Okay. Shua shavu, lem shua shakahu, kagon shenishba, shlo ochav, and niska shahachal, nishba shalach, vashacha shahachal. O shlo ten yishlo menate. He says, Henkel Kyoz, it's not a shkoga. What is it not? Im kein eise shiga shua zvichir chayim ala al-kobin ala v'yolir shava. What could I have said? Omamutter. No. Gon shenishba shelo ocha v'hu yoda shocha v'shur shekazu shenishba lo yoda shechayev mo carbon. He doesn't know who chayev a carbon. Apparently, we'll have to see how we work our way through the sugya. The home machlokas rishonim. Home mutar. Why? Because I need two vanelams. He paskins like Rebbe. Vanelam says there is a halama. Which halama? How many different types of halamas? There is a yediyah betchila, and one type of halama too. And Tumas Mikdiv Kadoshim, I have two vanelams. One about halamas mikdash, one about halamas tumah. In Shuas Bita, I have one. There's only one vanelam that's chayev. What is that? Halam Shvua. Everything else is an onus. Because I have to have clear idea of what I'm doing. Hadam B'Shvua says clear idea of what you're doing. Okay, now, let's get back to the Gemara and Shabbos. Okay, this I said is, I wanted to give a general share quality about what the issues are. Now let's try to work our way through a Gemara with all this background information. I think I gave a lot. I'll give another, one more. Everyone knows that in order to get Malkus, you need Hasra. Why? So Lonidnas Hasra Lahavkim bin Shogi Lamesid. Good. So one man Dharma says, Tamachoch made a Torah Hasra. He knows. Take a look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Memam at base. Why do I need Hasra? Omer Ulam and Nain Hasra Merat Torah. The Gemara has a number of different Mand Omrim. Yatir Atzmo L'Misa. I have to know that I'm Chayav Misa and say, I know I'm Chayav Misa. Why? Because if I don't know I'm Chayav Misa, see how the Rambam quotes it? I'm a shogeg legabe misa. Why? I didn't know the chumras ha'aveira. I didn't know the chumras ha'aveira. I'm not chayev skilif. I didn't know chayev me. Chal Shabbos. If I didn't know Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So I'm a shogeg because I didn't realize the Chumash HaAveira. That's how the Rambam explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph, what Hasra is all about. Hasra is more than just saying, know that it's awesome. Know that it's very awesome. No. It could be this separate aloha, Shiyat HaRatzma L'Misa. They're two separate things. One is to know that I'm amazed. The other is Yatarat and Luis. The Rambam combines it all as one. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis and Hedrin Halacha Beis. Echo Tam Bukhochem, Echo Namor, Etzor Chasor, Shal Nidrus Chasor, El Havchem, and Shogel Amazim. Shemeshogeg hoye. And he says, Omer lo. Afilu Omer yodani, that it's osa potter, ad shiyata ratzlamisa. The Omer manas kainani osa, v'achach nera. If he doesn't know that he's chayev misa, he doesn't understand that he's chayev misa, so he doesn't understand the chumras ha'aveira. So, it's a problem with what the Hasra, and he's a shogeg, says the Rambam. Where do we see that? Of course we saw that, Samach Tes Amar Aleph. You have to know Chumras HaAveira. Otherwise, you're a shogeg. Okay, now we have Mumbaz. So Mumbaz says the following thing. You be very careful. This is a very confusing Shaklavataria, the Gemara here, the Gemara in Shavuos. Rav and Shmuel say, Avil Tinishinish. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, no, not. Rav Yochanan and Rav Davki Hikiru So Shachach. So, and it says, Machokas, Rav Akiva and Rav Yishmael. And Rav Akiva and Mumbaz. So everyone says, wait one second. How do we pass it? Normally, if there's a Machokas, Rav Shmuel, Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, we're going to pass like Rav Yochanan. But the Rambam passing is like who? Tinnish Nish Mitzchayiv, like Rav and Shmuel and like Rabbi Kiva. The question is as follows, why? So take a look, Perek Beis and Lashkog Halacha Vav. And the Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah say, wait a second, how's he passing like this? And the answer is, they say, because either they didn't know about, they first had a machlokas, and they didn't know about, and Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan didn't know about Mumbaz and Rabbi Kiva, and when he found out, he says, okay, what I say works in Mumbaz, but we don't paskin that way. One opinion. Or he's just talking within Mumbaz. He knew about it, just talking within Mumbaz. It's not lalacha. Okay. Now, Mumbaz says two things. Be very careful here. The two things Mumbaz says. Mumbaz says, Tinish and Ishmanot, Yaz Binyanav. Comes Rabbi Kiva and says, and the Binyanav says, there is a case of Shogeg when you have clear Yediya. So comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, wait a second. If so, Hosaftol Varecha. You're talking about a case, even a case that's amazed. And Mumbaz says, yeah, in a chanami, even a case that's amazed. But there's one fact you don't know that turns you into a shogeg. So that means, and Tosis points that out, and the Ritva points that out, or Rishona pointed out, that if I have a piece of fat here, Sofek Shuman, Sofek Chalev, Mumbaz is going to say, Chayev Kor. But even if I know it's chaylev, and I have clear yediyah it's chaylev, and I know the chumras yisr, still there's a case that Mumbaz is going to come up with that's going to say chayev korban. And that's when Mumbaz ends up here on Samach Tesamal for shigas korban. Now, this is what the Gemara does. Now, Mumbaz says, I'm going to have a case because I'm Ibinyanav. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Hosafto al dvarecha. You've gone too far. I'm not going to, not that I argue on step one. Step one with you is going to lead it to a step two, and step two can't be. And Mumbaz says, step two can be. He said, can. Rabbi Kiva wanted to push him to the extreme with his Binyanav. According to the Rambam, certainly. Because Rabbi Kiva is coming from a different angle of Hodai love. But he said, but if I'm going to accept your logic, Mumbaz says. He says, just see how far you're going to go. Well, the case, I'm not talking only case of Shogegs, Haranos. You're pushing even to a case of Mazed, because you've been enough. And he says, yeah, there's going to be a case that you, Rabbi Kiva, say it's a Mazed, and I say it's a Shogeg. And what is the case? On Samach Testament Aleph, she got carbon. Now, then we have Rabbanan. Now, Mumbaz, by going to such an extreme, so what does Mumbaz say? Shkoga b'may, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevin Shishoga b'kores, Av p'shehezeh b'lav, Reish Lakish Amar Shiga b'lav, for kores. Amar Rav, in my time with Reish Lakish, Amar Kvar Shalo Sassana, Ad Shishkog b'lav v'b'kores shepo. Yochanan Amar, no. So, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Kevin Shishoga b'kores, Avar Shehezeh b'lav. Chumras ho'aveira. And Reish Lakish says, just knowing it's also with the lav is good enough. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. No. They're talking in against Mumbaz. So, you see, Mumbaz does a number of different things. And you can disagree with Mumbaz on a number of different levels. But, okay, this is how the Gemara ends up here in Samach Tas Amar Aleph. Then we'll have to follow it through to get to Shvuah. But, and what we're going to end up with is the Tosos here on Samach Tas Amar Beis, comparing the Sugya in Shvuas with the Sugya in Shabbos, and ending up with a major machlokas rishonim of Oma Mutter is that comes under Ha'odim B'Shua, doesn't come under Ha'odim B'Shua. Then we'll understand what Ha'odim B'Shua is about, but I had to give you this whole thing to understand. Onus is not so simple, Shogeg is not so simple, and we have to have a very delicate way of thinking. Mi'etz Hashem, b'li neder, we shall continue.